Yo en mi cueva vi zombies at the hole.
Yeah.
Well, I see tío, lo que yo decía también.
Yeah, yeah. That, well, what I heard was that somebody told me about a jumbo crab that they caught this crab and they put it in a bucket. And they put a big stone on top of the bucket. And the next morning they got up and the stone was still on top of the bucket, but the crab was gone. And the jumpy crab apparently disappeared. I thought this probably the neighbor had a nice crab dinner.
I believe somebody take one up.
Yeah.
Somebody take one up. Because, you know, as I say, in those days, people like them crab.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They was catch a good amount of them.
Yeah.
And they put them in something and they push them out, give them grass and give them any other thing to eat.
Now, I mean, I want to ask him, is there a gut around here?
Gut?
You have a gut around
it? That's the same thing when you have to pass.
How far?
Just you pass away.
Right here, that's it.
Yeah, just below here.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're going back, so you pass away.
Yeah,
just what I tell you, when you face it, when you swing there by the back, that's the gut.
Yeah. And it always, no matter how hard it rains, it always manages to hold, to keep the water.
But I know sometimes we just come over.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Sometimes we come over, wash away.
A lot of wind.
Mm-hmm, you see, when you come down that full, the one who coming from up there.
We had a flood here the other day.
The one who coming, so. Mm-hmm. This, the big one who coming down on the street, he stopped the one. So you need to stop the one. The one they're building up.
Yeah.
Like you can't get no force to pass you. So you build up and you build up and you build up and then you flow. And the overflow just went over, 47 over, and then wherever went over, just wash
that,
over.
Does that gut have a name?
Well, we used to call it by.
Yeah, what they call it, Glasgow
gut. Yeah, Glasgow gut, yeah.
How do you spell that?
The one
there. Yeah, that's that thing, the one in Glasgow gut. Sistern Hill gut is the one up Mount Hill. Yeah, that's the big gut carry straight down Cali Street gut. This one, by the big bridge.
Yeah.
Come over
by
the Marion,
And
this end up the
guys. So,
and you got the other one over by King, they call it King, King Gun. That came by the Market Street, Market Gun.
Okay. Now, a couple other things I want to ask you about. Do you remember when you were small? You were raised by your aunt?
Yeah.
Right, that's your mother. Do you remember when you were small, did she make things out of herbs for colds and things for for if you had maybe sores and things?
Oh, you mean like like
home remedies? Home remedies,
Like remedies and so on.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, in them days, the guy they don't care you doctor.
Yeah.
They give you tea bush. Different other bush. All kind of bush, mix up seed bush and colors, and them used to make colors tablets. And make different things out of different metal. So when they give garlic tea and for belly and all kind of stuff. And if you go home, they give garlic tea and some other kind of bush again. You know,
warm grass.
All them kind of thing. Warm grass, lemon grass, seed bush. A lot of bush name. You got what they call them, groundnut weed. And they got some bush there again name wild bars sweet.
Yeah.
They did something like basil. But they call them green. Yeah man, and you use them tamal. You tamal, you know the tamal bush. All them they mix up.
They mix it up into a
boil it.
Drink it.
And you drink it. All them bush when you see me, call it what it was.
Okay, can you tell me what kinds of things that those things cured?
Cold. Well, they go for belly.
Yeah.
They give you appetite. And they clean you.
And
warm. And you warm all that.
Warm.
If you get warm, they help put you off something warm.
Yeah.
They have a lot of things to
eat. They still have trouble with worms in St. Kitts? Do people still have trouble with worms and St. Kitts?
Children. You see them on the street, they eat.